Governor Palin today gave her public support to two bills in the legislature that would require parental consent before an underage girl could have an abortion. She said she did not want to introduce a competing version of the House and Senate bills that were put into the mix early in the session. At a press conference with legislative supporters of the measures, Palin said the current policy drives a wedge between parents and children.
Wherever you fall on the abortion issue, right or left, this legislation is about families and it's about parents' rights and protecting our children, and it's why it's supported by legislators on both sides of the aisle.
House Rules Chair John Coghill says the bills try to balance the protection of an individual's right while protecting parental rights.
Now, the way the court stands, it puts an absolute barrier between the parent and the child and does not allow the parent any right to have information. The problem with that is it gives Planned Parenthood or nurses or people who might have less of an interest in that child a greater access, and absolutely bars the child from the parent if the child so chooses.
The House Judiciary Committee now plans to hear the bill March 8th.